Well, Father, I truly do thank you this evening, and whatever you're trying to do, Father, you go ahead and do it, because we are open to you tonight, and we want all that you have for us, Father. And Father, open up our spiritual eyes and our spiritual understanding so we can understand what thus saith the Lord tonight. And Father, we say all this in Jesus' name. And Holy Spirit, we welcome you and the angelic host to stay in this room tonight. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. Now, what I'm going to do tonight is I'm going to just read you what somebody else wrote, okay? And the person is Donna Rigney, and she's from Florida, and she's talking about opening portals. Now, I'm going to read this to you. I don't know how far we're going to get through it, because God has showed her something. He has not showed me. And when I read this, this is important that we know it and understand it right now. It doesn't matter who God revealed it to. She did all the legwork. Why not I just take, you know, sit down and just take the whatever for it? Amen? So she says, over the past year, the Lord has been sending me to different churches and regions to open portals from heaven to the earth. These portals allow Father to send what he has for us from heaven to the earth easily with no demonic interference. Let's read that again. Over the past year, the Lord has been sending me, her. God just sent the Holy Spirit. He sent her, filled with the Holy Spirit, to different churches and regions to open portals from heaven to the earth. Now, God said he wanted to use you in the workplace, you know, in the grocery stores. So are you one that God is sending those different places with to open up portals for other people? Because you yourself work under an open. I want you to think about this. All right. These portals allow Father to send what he has for us from heaven to earth easily. That's important that you understand that too, with no demonic interference. In Daniel 10, we see how from the minute that Daniel prayed, his prayers were heard and answered. But it took the angel 21 days to get to Daniel with a revelation. She said there was no open portal for him to get through. All right. In this hour, the Lord wants glory portals opened all over the sea, I mean USA, and the world. Why? So his glory can be easily poured forth. His gifts from heaven can be accessed, and his children can easily have heavenly visitations. See that? That we can have heavenly, easy heavenly access. This is all important that you understand this as she goes on. This is one of his strategies to pour out his spirit on all flesh. We have found that with the open portal over our church, this is her church, her and her husband's. Now look what she says. God said we have an open portal over this church, right? All right, we have found that with the open portal over our church, children and adults are accessing heaven easily, having wonderful visitations. Healing and deliverance is happening frequently and easily. People are growing in their spiritual gifts rapidly. Passion for their Lord and intimacy with him are easily achieved. Prayers are answered quickly and lives are changed. It is amazing to see the dramatic changes that are happening in so many people's lives through the glory. You see what she says happening? I want you to think, remember this now. The Lord has taught me how portals are opened. Worship opens portals, but not just any worship. See this? It must be worship poured forth from people who are truly... Okay, let's all just pay attention to what I'm saying, please. The Lord has taught me how portals are opened. Worship opens portals, but not just any worship. It must be worship poured forth from people who are truly devoted to him and live their lives for and with him. He explained that worship from people who come to a service, worship, and then go home and live their lives as they want to, does not open portals. See that? In a service where I was sent to open a portal, I saw angels over the heads of the people in attendance. While they were, now listen to this, while they were worshiping, these angels would spin and ascend into heaven above. They would literally drill through the atmosphere and make these open tunnels or portals to heaven. another prophetess at the same meeting at the same time saw the identical thing that I saw. When the meeting ended, there was a visible portal in the sky, over the home where they held their services. This happened many months ago, and they reported that they still have that open portal over their meetings. Testimonies from the gathering, Portals of Glory. On April 30th, 2022, we went to California and ministered at the gathering, period. During the worship, the Lord showed me that Charlie, on worship team, as he played the bass and made prophetic decrees, was leading us on a Jericho march around the wall of imprisonment and oppression that the enemy had built on the entire West Coast. At the end of the worship, I saw the wall crumble to the ground and people dancing and rejoicing on the dust and ashes. The Lord explained that I was watching the fulfillment of a vision and visitation which I had had previously months ago in that region of the United States. Now let's stop here. She said here, the man who was playing, is that the bass? Bass? Well, he was playing that bass. He was making the way for the portals to open. How many times have I told Grace, God has told Grace, your flagging is bringing God into the place. You have to understand the importance of what you're doing when you're in the house of God or anywhere as far as that goes. But this man here, he was playing his instrument. Grace is supposed to be doing this with her flagging. If the enemy tries to make her think she shouldn't be flagging, because God told me he always wants her to flag all the time, and the enemy's telling her, well, no, you can't flag to this song. He doesn't want that her to flag that anointing in the room, and so God can use it for wherever he wants to use it for. Now, we're grown up, right? And when I read this, we need to understand why we do not have open portals over us. Truth is truth. All right, during that visitation where she had her vision of the portals, during that visitation, I saw portals of glory streaming from heaven to the earth and from the earth to heaven. Now, the 900 people attending the gathering were filled with his glory and bringing it to their cities. They were carriers of the glory and being used by God to open portals, the many portals which I'd seen months earlier. Say that. I asked the Lord for a confirmation, and a day or two later, I heard Steve Schultz speak about hearing the leaves, L-E-A-V-E-S, declaring that healing was coming to the land, and Steve lives on the West Coast. He heard it in the leaves, guys. Open up your spiritual ears and hear what's around it. And God keeps saying, can't you hear the wind? And he is saying, you need to get more spiritual. You need to open up your spiritual ears so you can hear spiritual things. All right, freedom for the captive and great judgment for the wicked. The day after the gathering, the Lord brought me back into the spirit and showed me what was coming next. In a vision, I saw myself riding on the back of Jesus' white horse. My friend was showing me all the changes that had happened because of his children's worship, prayers, declarations, and acts of loving obedience. In the past, I had seen many people in cages. These cages were no more, period. The Lord explained that many who had formerly been in these cages hadn't realized it. Now they were set free and their eyes were open to their former condition of imprisonment. See that? When we arrived on the West Coast, the large wall that had looked like the side of a steel cage, which extended along the entire West Coast of the United States, was now in crumbles on the ground. People were rejoicing and dancing on the ruins that had once held them captive to the enemies that had controlled and stifled them. While riding back to the East Coast, the Lord explained that the next thing he was going to accomplish was a great exposure and judgment of the wicked. So the first thing he's going to do is to pull down the walls of Jericho, more or less, that are around people. And Teresa Michelli, I got to say this to you, that God said, you are a glory carrier and you do carry the anointing to open portals wherever you go. And you know this, you already have an open portal over your home, and that's why you have so many blessings, and you see God move among your family and in every area of your life is because you are living a holy life and you have an open portal that God can work through. Okay. While riding back to the East Coast, the Lord explained that the next thing he was going to accomplish was a great exposure and judgment of the wicked. God said, "It is coming soon, my friend. Even more freedom will pour out upon my children as their eyes are open to see those they believed in for who they truly are, and they will know what they really have been doing." So God's going to expose everything. God is using the little children. I keep telling you guys this, and you don't believe this. As we continued writing, I saw many children singing and dancing throughout the land. The Lord is going to use the little children to lead people back to Him. See that? Confirming Scripture, "And a little child shall lead them," in Isaiah 11:6. God is using the little children. One example of this is the testimony of a little boy who came to our service from South Florida. I prayed for him to have a visitation with Jesus, and during the long ride home, he fell asleep and went to heaven. See what he did after she prayed over? He fell asleep, went to heaven. Later, he explained what he saw in heaven, and it was powerful. That week, he told his friends what he saw, and they got saved as well. Another testimony comes from a little boy who was standing in front of his television when the glass shattered and fell at his feet. He saw God's hand cover his foot so that he wouldn't get hurt, and he said that God didn't get hurt either. This past Friday at our service, a little girl about 10 years old had a word of knowledge. You know, look at this in their church. Excuse me. And someone was being healed of breast cancer. After the service, a woman came up to me and told me that for 30 years, she'd had a lump on her breast the size of a walnut. During the service, she was experiencing very sharp chest pain. But when the word of knowledge was given, her pain left and the lump in her breast disappeared. Through a 10-year-old girl. A few weeks earlier, this little girl was covered with the joy of the Lord and sovereignly baptized in the Holy Spirit. Excuse me. She said that she had left church praying in tongues. Isn't that awesome? And that week at school, what got me was a few weeks earlier, this little girl was covered with the joy of the Lord and sovereignly baptized in the Holy Spirit. If you kids would just yield your members to God, that could happen to you too. Then after she yielded herself, she said that she had left church praying in tongues. That week at school, she led 3 of her friends to the Lord. God's been telling you young people in here, if you'll just yield, you'll lead the young kids to the Lord also. Since then, she has prophesied a number of times during the service. God's using her right, and it's not her daughter either in their church. It's another little girl. The leaves in the trees are declaring that healing is coming. On May the 9th, 2022, I heard the Lord speak to me, and I knew he was reminding me of the word that Steve Schultz had spoken about the leaves in the trees saying that healing was coming. "Yes, daughter, I will come very soon and perform my promise to heal your land and all the lands where my children have humbled themselves, prayed, sought my face, and truly turned from their wicked ways. I will forgive their sins, even the sins of abortion, and heal their lands." This is a strategic hour. This is still God speaking. "As my children demand that abortion be abolished, praying for the rights of my children to live and to live free from the tyranny of the wicked, I will act to heal the land." God's still speaking. "The enemy will not give up all that he has stolen easily." How many times has God told us that? God said, "But my army is ready, willing, and able to soundly defeat him. There is great faith and a holy boldness in my bride now, which the years of oppression have forged in her. Overwhelmed with will the forces of darkness be by the forces of goodness and righteousness. As they tried to silence my bride, now they will be silenced for good. No longer will they control the narrative or loudly proclaim their lies throughout the land. I will silence them as I declare the truth through my followers. The light of my truth will dispel the darkness. My glory will shine for all to see. Wickedness will be seen for exactly what it is, and it will be dethroned." These are all things that I looked, and these are all things God has already spoken to us. Now, she says, she wrote the confirming scripture is 2 Chronicles 7:14. "Then if my people will humble themselves and pray and search for me and turn from their wicked ways, I will hear them from heaven and forgive their sins and heal their land." Now, God said, watch and see what I will do. A divine rescue event is coming. Then she said, on March 20th, 2022, the Lord declared, and this is God speaking, these are unprecedented days. Yes, days of glory, far greater than anyone has ever seen, but also days of a corresponding magnitude of evil. My glory will outbalance the degree of evil and defeat it. Now, you know, and God has been saying that he's going to turn America around, and right here is how he's going to do it. God said, for far too long, the scales of justice have seen injustice, and wickedness has outweighed goodness and righteousness because of the prayers, works, and prophetic decrees of my remnant. The weight of my glory will topple the scales. See that? As my prophets continue to declare my words, this growth in my glory and in righteousness will continue to increase while the wickedness will decrease. See that? God said, I will not fail my children who have humbled themselves, turned from their wicked ways, sought my face, and prayed. I will fulfill my promise to forgive their sins and heal their land. God said, watch and see what I will do. At the same time degree as Moses raising his rod over the Red Sea and parting that sea to save my children and destroy the forces bent on their destruction and enslavement, will this that I do in this hour be? I will amaze once again, for I am an amazing God. Now, let's stop there. God told me, daughter, as I was with Moses, I will be with you. And so right here is God saying what he did for Moses, he's going to do for us. You know, he's no respecter of persons. And he's been trying to raise up an army of warriors who won't be misled, you know, and who will trust God in what he has to say. And just go forth as a mighty soldier and do, be and do. He keeps saying, just be, and then he says, just do. God said, a divine rescue event is about to unfold. Declare it, decree it, and I will perform it, for I do perform the words of my prophets. Like Miriam leading my children to rejoice after I rescue them, will this season be? See, if Miriam led them into rejoicing. Somebody has to do the leading. And why not one of you? Why not all of you be leaders like God's called you to be? And get out there and lead. I was sharing with Barbara Alsap that when I was first born again, I was in this church and they had an altar call after every service for, you know, to get saved. And God would say, go up there and kneel down. And so finally I said one day to him, I said, God, why do I always have to go up there? They'll think I'm not saved. He said, somebody has to lead. And you know what? I'd go up there and kneel down, and everybody in church would come up. Every service. Somebody has to lead. But you're going to have to walk the walk and talk. What you're talking, you're going to have to be doing. You're going to be live holy. God could have told anybody else in that church to go up there and kneel down. But every service, there I was. I just waited. He said, go up there and kneel down. You know? Come on. All right, like me, I already read that, didn't I? Where am I at, Nancy? Like Miriam leading my children to rejoice after I rescue, and then will this season be? Not just a few hours, but a season of holy celebration that breaks out all over the land. Evil leaders will be deposed and disposed of, while godly ones like Moses and Joshua will rise by my hand. God is taking all ungodly leaders out of their positions, and he's placing godly people in their places. Why not it be you? You know, you've worked hard to get to where you're at tonight. You know, some of you drowned more than one time, too. And something reached down there and pulled you back up out of there, right? Come on. All right, her confirming scripture here is Psalm 94:20. Can a corrupt throne be allied with you, a throne that brings on misery by its decrees? In Psalm 94:23, he will repay them for their sins. The Lord our God will destroy them. You don't have to worry about your enemies. God's taking care of them. Fear is the enemy's weapon of choice. Say amen again. Thank you, Teresa. Thank you. Everybody in the body of Christ has had to fight fear. And Satan keeps trying to get you back in fear all the time. So she says on March 28th, 2022, the Lord spoke to me about fear, the enemy's weapon of choice. And God said, don't fear anything or anyone, and you will be unstoppable. I don't fear. You already know that. And I'm hoping that rubs off on you. God said, don't look at your faces. They can't do anything. They can't hurt you. Don't look at your faces. In other words, don't listen to what they're saying to you. You know who you are. You know what God's called you for to do. God, you're saying, somebody's saying you're speaking rebellion. I am not. you know who you are in Christ Jesus. Now just follow him and do what he's doing. Do you know how many people told me to sit down and shut up? You know, but God said, you keep on going. And I kept on going and going. It looked like that little rabbit, you know, that little battery in him, whatever that is. So are y'all going to do that? You're going to keep on going and going and going and going. The enemy can't stop you. All right. All right. So don't fear anything or anyone, and you will be unstoppable. Fear is a great weapon that the enemy uses to place limitations on my children. This is why the enemy has been pulling out all the stops and pouring fiery coals of fear on the earth. He knows his time is running short and that my army is rising up bold, confident, and empowered by my spirit. Fear is his weapon of choice in this hour. The media and influential people are tools in his hand through which he wields fear. God speaking. God saying, I am encountering his attacks by using the anointed words of my prophets to dash fear into pieces and shower the souls of my children with my encouraging words that inspire great faith. This is why he has been relentlessly pursuing my prophets. It's an attempt to silence them or make them look foolish in the eyes of my children who have had their minds brainwashed by fear. See that? So if you're a prophet of God and the devil's bombarding your mind, just keep on walking. Don't let him stop you in any way, shape, or form. Just as David encouraged himself in the Lord when he lost everything at Ziklag and did arise out of the place of fear and in discouragement to soundly defeat his adversaries, I say to my children, encourage yourselves and you too will soundly defeat your adversaries. Before I read this, I was going through something the other day and I said, God, I stand up and I encourage myself in the Lord. You know, quit relying on everybody else to encourage you in the Lord. Start doing it yourself. And whenever you do that, then you're going to put the enemy under your feet where he belongs, and you'll become the tail. But until you start encouraging, if you're always wanting somebody else to encourage you, you're not going to make it. What kind of work are you supposed to be doing? You're supposed to be encouraging yourself. You're supposed to be working out your own salvation and all that stuff, you know? But each one of you in here know that you have run across Christians who want everybody else to do the work for them. It's not going to work like that any longer. This is why the word of your testimony is such a powerful weapon. Testimonies encourage the downtrodden, build hope, inspire faith, and defeat the enemy. Encourage my children to share their testimonies frequently and not just in church gatherings, period. The combination of my blood, my words, and great faith makes you unstoppable. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word. Speak words that build your faith and the faith of others, and you will see transformation in lives and great victory. Speak my words, and cities will change. God says, complaining and declaring what the enemy had done defeated my children, whom I took out of Egypt by fueling fear and destroying faith. That's what happened, right? Their negativity spread like a wildfire amongst them and led to their downfall. Learn from their failures and speak the truth, who I am, what I have done, and what I will do, and you will not be stopped from receiving heaven's best, your inheritance as children of God. I want to stop there. Tonight I was praying about something, and God said to me, he said, daughter, remember the blood. Right now, you have to constantly, every day, all the time, speak the blood over your family, over your home, over the church, over the situation in the world. It's only through the blood that we are going to overcome. So I'm telling you this tonight because God was so adamant telling me, always remember the blood. And then one time he said, use the blanket of blood. And I use that constantly for wrap my kids in that. So remember that. Start. You know, I don't care how you pray, but always use the blood in your prayer life. All right, confirm your scriptures what we just read was Joel 2 and 3. Now, God said, "Fear not, my people. Be glad now and rejoice, for he has done amazing things for you. Let the flocks and herds forget their hunger. The pastures will turn green again. The trees will bear their fruit. Rejoice, O people of Jerusalem. Rejoice in the Lord your God." That's in Joel 2, 21 through 23. "They defeated him by the blood of the Lamb and by their testimony, for they did not love their lives, but laid them down for him." Revelation 12, 11. The church hasn't done that yet. The church has still not laid down their life for Christ, even after God gave us the Garden of Gethsemane experience teaching. Still have not done that. Still holding on to a piece of flesh. God told me so. All right. God said, "My children would be the first partakers of my glory." And that's exciting. You should hang on to that every day. You just don't know what second God's going to drop his glory on you and make you act like a fool in front of everybody. You just don't know. You know? And he's going to drop it when you least expect it. She says, on April 11, 2022, "I asked Father to explain to me what the hour we are living in is. He responded first by leading me to the scriptures in Luke 11, 42 through 54, and Luke 12, 1 through 8. Then he explained, the hypocrisy of the Pharisees and those who pretended to be righteous cannot be hidden forever. This is the hour of exposure of evil, that has been hidden underground like cemeteries and graves that hide corruption. He told me that those who are his friends are not to be afraid during this great unveiling, exposure, and judgment of injustice and wickedness. They will be protected. We are far more valuable to him than a flock of sparrows." And that was her speaking. And that's in Matthew 10:31. I want you to do one thing for yourself. Quit questioning your walk with God. I just went through a couple months of that. And that is hell on earth. And the enemy will do everything he can to get you discouraged and walk in negativity. Don't question your walk with God. What he's told you is exactly what's going to happen. He didn't waste his breath just to talk into your ear. He told you the whole truth and nothing but the truth. The enemy is just out there trying to stop you. And he has stopped a lot of people. All right, God continued, "Very dark times are coming upon those who are wicked and refuse to repent, those who allowed the enemy to use them to spread corruption and to victimize my children will suffer the worst fate." See that? "But for my children who follow me and are not ashamed of being mine, I will shelter each of them under my wings. No harm will befall them, but instead they will receive great recompense for all they have suffered and lost. This is truly the hour you are entering into. My glory will be poured forth, and my children who know me will be the first partakers from them. The glory will spread throughout this world. They will lack for nothing, because in my glory is all my children need." I'm going to tell you guys, when I was first born again and walked in that glory continually, I wanted for absolutely nothing. I mean, you know, and I was just happy and secure in God, not in people, but in God. And I just thought I could move any mountain. You know, the only thing I couldn't do is walk in a mud puddle. But everything else I believed I could do. And I did it, you know, because of what I believed. Now, you can believe you're going to fail. You'll fail. Or you can believe that you're going to fulfill the promises that God has given you, and then you'll fulfill those promises. Amen. God says, some of my people are only seeing one side of the picture or revelation of what is going on. They are seeing what will happen to the unjust, but are not understanding the entire picture. Great rewards and blessings will be showered from on high upon those who follow my Son and live in union with my Spirit. My children will be protected and provided for. Let no fear come near you, for the days ahead will be bright and filled with signs of my affection for my beloved faithful ones. You know, I just read before I left the house that the cost of food is not coming down. It's going to get higher, and the cost of gas is going to get higher, and we can just look forward to that because that's just the way it's going to be, is what the little blurb said. So are you going to just trust God that he'll fill your gas tank? Are you going to trust God that he's going to give you money to buy your food, or he'll just supernaturally feed you like he did Shambach's mother and all their children? Come on. God told us these, a while back, he told us these days were coming. But if we trusted him, he would feed us fresh manna from heaven. So whose report are you going to believe, the devil's or God's? God said, under the cover of darkness, the wicked have ruled. Now my light will shine through my faithful ones and expose these dark deeds. None will escape justice and judgment. For some, they would rather die than face the consequences of the wicked deeds being exposed for all to see. That's why I always kept my closet empty. I didn't have anything in there for the devil to expose. Somebody said, you just tell too much. And I said, no, I just get it out there and it's out there. Amen. God said prices will come down and the oppression of the wicked will be stopped, even reversed. Life will be returned to normal, a new normal, where I am worshipped and allowed to reign over my children. They will lack for nothing because I'm a good father who does take care of my dutiful children. All right. The world is saying that the prices are going to stay up there, and they are going to stay up there for a little bit, but God just said here that he's going to bring them down, right? Confirming scripture is Romans 2:4-11. The hour of God's judgment is upon us. Now, I like this. Listen to this. Heaven's reign is coming on April 13th, 2022. I had a wonderful encounter in heaven as I entered the Spirit. I saw Father and Jesus in the distance and went to meet them. As I looked about me, I realized it was raining, and I asked Father why it was raining in heaven that day. God said it always rains in heaven. I shower everyone and everything in heaven with a refreshing rain of my glory and my love, he answered. I then asked Father why I had never seen it raining in heaven during my previous visits. He explained, this rain that I am allowing you to see today is invisible. But just because it is invisible, I am showing you how real it is by opening your eyes to see it. This is why we need to have spiritual eyes to see. Instantly, I realized that what I was seeing was what the Holy Spirit revealed in Joel chapter 2. That in the last days, he would pour out his Spirit on all flesh. What I was seeing was a latter rain from heaven that is soon coming to the earth. And during this encounter with heaven's rain, love soaked my being. Tears of joy fell from my eyes, and peace flooded my soul. Now I understand why the sky and heaven frequently look like a rainbow. Just like on earth, as we often see rainbows after a shower, heaven continually has a rain of the glory falling, and the sky reflects that glory with an enormous rainbow sky. Amen, right? Father explained, it's coming soon. What I am showing you today is on its way from heaven to the earth to change the hearts of mankind. A holy surrendering to me and to my ways will be the fruit of the outpouring of my Spirit. My glory will transform my children. And that is so true. You can't help but change when you're walking in the glory. God said, when I pour my Spirit forth on the dry, cracked earth below, those dormant seeds of prayers for revival and deeds done for love of me shall sprout and come alive, bearing wonderful fruit. Restoration is coming to the land. What I created the earth to be will be restored. My children's hunger is drawing me to the earth. But us sitting in here hungering and thirsting after the glory and the goodness of God is drawing God's glory to the earth. Desperate times birth great hunger for goodness and love. I will wash away the evil fruit that the enemy has brought forth on my creation and replace it with the fruit of my Spirit. Isn't it awesome? Now, the confirming scripture is Galatians 5:22-23. But when the Holy Spirit controls our lives, he will produce this kind of fruit in us: love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. I don't see all those fruits yet in the body of Christ. We lack a few. Fire from heaven will fall. On Saturday, March 19, 2022, I heard the Lord say, I am seeking those who are not just willing to live for and through us, but I am looking for those who are willing to die for us too. I know that's why God gave us that teaching about the garden. Yes, to die to self is the greatest sacrifice, but to do it for love of us causes my fire from heaven to fall on that sacrifice. God said, I'm looking for a place and a people who are truly mine. In this place I will abide. Miracles will happen quickly. Prayers heard and answered. And the captives will be set free in all the places where I am honored and truly worshipped. My glory will never leave these places where I am king over all. It doesn't take a multitude to change your city, just a remnant. Like the size of Gideon's army or the number of disciples who followed me in Jerusalem, the love of a few opens the heavens and allows me access. I don't need everybody in this room to walk in love. I just need a few for God to open the glory. All right. Confirming scripture is 2 Chronicles 6, 40 through 42 and 2 Chronicles 7, 1 through 5. She said, on April the 18th, 2022, the Lord continued to speak to me about his fire coming to the earth. My two kingdoms are colliding, the kingdom of heaven and the kingdom of the earth. Fire from heaven will come like at Pentecost and rest on my children. Not only will my fire ignite cold, stony hearts into a blazing passion for us, but it will truly burn the wickedness of sin into dust and ashes. The wickedness of communism and the control of wicked governments will be abolished in the fire of my glory as it descends from heaven to the earth. The confirming scripture is Psalm 44. So what keeps an open portal open is walking in holiness and righteousness. You can't be one way in the church and then a different way at home. You can't be hiding in a bedroom somewhere, you know, and doing things you shouldn't be doing. You can't be out on the street. I'm just going to tell myself. I got upset again yesterday, and I used the word crap, but I used the other word. And Isaiah said, Mama, you are not supposed to ever say that again. And I said, honey, I'm sorry. He says, you don't use that ever again. And later on, he said, if you're preaching the word, why do you use that word? He wouldn't say the word. But you know how he made me feel? I couldn't even find myself under the dirt. You know, out of the mouths of babes. But you know, if he's saying that, what do you think God's saying to me? Is that one word keeping me out of keeping the portals, you know, the portals open? But is that keeping me from the word going back and forth, the miracles, whatever I'm asking God for? Let's be honest with ourselves. There's a reason why we are not receiving, and I know that's why God had me run across this, because I was praying to God, all right, so we have open portals. Why aren't we receiving then? And I opened up my computer and there was this word, and I said, I'm going to teach that. Because we're just not understanding the fullness of what God is trying to show us. We cannot live for the devil and for God too and be blessed. Come on. Somebody, you know, just like I was telling Aaron before church, I said, I've gotten a little bit hard over everything I've been fighting for the past 4 years, and I don't like myself. You know, and is this what's holding me from receiving even my healing? I don't know. I've been asking God, and he hasn't said anything. But I you know, I'm just like this young lady. I did see the portals, you know, and angels ascending and descending, and I know they're here. I just don't understand why the glory's not falling the way that I think it should. All right. And I think each one of us need to check our own heart, not for the church's sake, but for your own sake. Why is your portal not open? It is open. It never closes. Why are you not receiving freely from God what it is you need? Why are we not ascending to heaven like God said we have free access to? You know? What are you doing that's causing your portal's there, but why can't you access heaven through that portal? It's time that we quit lying to ourselves. And it's time we just come out with the truth to ourselves and repent and then watch and see what God will do with us. All right? God so desires for every one of us to ascend to heaven, like this young lady goes all the time. I was just telling them that she wrote two books about her visits to heaven and to hell. That's a lot of visitations to write two books of. So God wants us to do the very same thing. What's our problem? What is our problem? And if you find out what your problem is and you need to quit it, don't be like David. He only sinned the same sin one time. And he repented and never once went back and did the same thing, sin over again. I promised Isaiah twice I wouldn't use that word, and see, so I didn't mean it the first time around, evidently. No, I really did mean it, but I just got out of control by being upset. See, anger begets anger, right? And anger never solves anything. You know, God's saying, be ye holy as I am holy. And I told Isaiah, well, Jesus went into the temple, took a whip to the money changers and things. And, you know, and God did tell me one time, he said, daughters, quit condemning yourself. You know. What's God saying to you? I just think it's time we just get downright undressed in front of God. You know, just be naked before him and say, God, this is what I am. Aren't I a mess? You know. And will you please show me what I have to do or how I can be dressed and be holy so I can access the heavenly realm? Every time you fight with your spouse, God can't move through the portal. He can't do that because he only works with love. All right? And how many of you had to really, really, really work on your love walk? You know, the enemy comes all the time to try to steal your love walk, doesn't he? You who are really called to do deep things for the Father are being fought more than anybody else in every area of your life. And I'm saying to you tonight, please don't get discouraged, okay? Like I, after I had a little episode, I had to encourage myself in the Lord. And you call yourself a pastor. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes we say you get too hard on yourself, but sometimes I think we have to really get hard on ourselves. Because, you know, that's what the devil would like us to sort of compromise. And, well, it wasn't all that bad. It was that bad. Yes, it was. So are we holy or are we not holy? Are we just or are we not just? Where's your mind at all? You know, where's your mind? God's taking me down a whole new avenue after I talked to you during praise and worship. He's just taking me, I just about had to come up here and preach it. But he's taking me to a whole new avenue. See, if you're really, really, really seeking God's face, he's going to come to you and he's going to give you something. He really is. If she said that's her church and they have these kids prophesying, why aren't you kids prophesying? I can tell you why, because you're not holy. You're not righteous. And you see, you need to, why do you want to keep going down that road? Why don't you be hard on yourself and say, now, you know, look, you just need to straighten up so God can use you. The schools are a mess. I wouldn't want one of my kids in their public schools. They're a mess. So why don't you take your the glory of God with you and undo the mess? Let your light shine on that darkness. And you know, when I was the other day, God showed me when he said the gross darkness was going to come across land and even greater gross darkness. This hate. Hate, God told me, is the gross darkness. Hate in its ultimate form. And look, you know, look around about you. That's all you see, isn't it? Just hate. People don't want to love. They don't want to help one another. They want to kill each other. They want to torment each other. Where's your portal? I know it's open because God said we had one. But what is blocking you from receiving from God? That's the question tonight. And God, what God's telling me right now is what he wants to do for the altar calls. He wants to reveal to you what's blocking your portal. So if you want to come up and just have God just touch you and let you know what's blocking your portal, the altar's open for that.